wait a minute, it's not raining as hard. Good morning to Phil Shaw on Air News Talk 98.7. And, well, this rain has been tremendously beneficial, man. You embrace the positive, but also this morning respect, you know, heading out to guys from KUB working, you know, Broadway to put a power pole back up. There's a THP officer right there working a wreck at Watt Road early this morning, and some mouth breather came through there and glanced off the trooper car spinning around. Nobody hurt, everybody good, but, you know, and like I said, embracing the rain, flood issues maybe later. Stay tuned to News Talk 98.7. We'll keep you posted on all of that. Well, once again, it is so good to have you here today. Certainly, you have filled your car up. You've seen the Fed bumping interest rates, supposedly to curb inflation. You've seen the markets yesterday. You've heard some bad, you know, it's bad news one hour, the next minute, well, it's popping, it's doing this. The guy to talk to about all this stuff is Jim Brogan. Brogan Financial joins us on a live line this morning. Jim, how are you this morning, you handsome rascal?
Phil, I'm doing just great. How about yourself?
I'm doing good, man. I really am. But, boy, I tell you what, and with all of the events going on in the world, we are touched by so many things, tragedies, whatever. But the one common denominator, Jim Brogan, I think that is throwing everybody a bit of a curve. Because, you know, they're saying, hey, if you're going on a vacation, carpool. And I think that's how families break up. But that's, you know, all of that. But everybody's wallet is getting hit in all kinds of different ways. Supply issue, the Fed's bumping this, the stock market is going on. What are the areas of the economy right now, Jim Brogan, by the way, host of More Living, 9 to 10, then 3 to 4 on the weekend on, you know, Saturday. What areas right now are we being hit with the worst, do you think?
I think the biggest threat to the economy, Phil, for sure is inflation. And then I would kind of add as part of that the Fed's approach to stopping inflation with the increasing interest rates. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the supply chain is such a big contribution to all of that. And the Fed cannot really do anything to help the supply chain. So everything they're doing by raising interest rates and tightening money supply is to reduce demand. And that will help some. But, you know, China's continuing to shut down left and right. We've got the war in Ukraine. The issue of inflation is definitely the number one issue that is affecting U.S. households, U.S. companies, and what the market is concerned about moving forward.
Well, and here's John Q. Public, and I, you know, I'm at the stage of life where it's not going to be long where I may say one day, and I don't plan on it tomorrow, but, you know, there are people that are my age, gone to school with, you know, they're about to retire, and they're doing that, and so they're having to take hard looks at a lot of things. And then I see somebody like my daughter who is just launching. And, you know, if her hours get cut, although she makes decent money, if her hours get cut, she still doesn't have that spool build up. And all of a sudden, three, four human beings are living in one house. Is that bubble, the housing, is that going to pop at some point to maybe right itself?
You know, I personally feel I don't see the housing bubble, especially in East Tennessee, popping. Mm-hmm. I do think it may eventually over the next year or two kind of plateau.
Okay.
I don't see a major correction. I don't see like what we had in 2007 and 08 in the housing crisis.
Yeah.
So and part of the reason for that, Phil, you know, on the one hand, the increase in interest rates definitely has a negative impact on real estate because, you know, people buy their houses pretty much based on a payment. And when interest rates go up, you know, those mm-hmm. what they can afford, you know, goes down. The flip side of that is inventories are still very low. So there's still a tremendous amount of competition for houses. And so, you know, while I do see the interest rate increases slowing down, real estate increases. I think it's more of a plateau thing, not a correction. Okay. And by the way, I don't think the I personally don't think the 30-year mortgage rate is going to go a lot higher. So even with the Fed raising rates, you know, the 30-year rate has really jumped in the last 2 months. And it may go up some more, but I don't see it going up, you know, another 2% in the next couple of months.
Then we're probably averaging somewhere around 5, which still ain't bad. It ain't 2.
In context of... Yeah, in context of history, that's not bad.
No, because, you know, I mean, here in the 70s, I mean, you know, my brother financed a home. He was paying like 11% with perfect credit and all of that. But the Fed jumping the rates up to curb inflation, I'm one of these, I want to see this. Now, back to the other, the retirement thing. Friends of mine, I got a friend named Toby. He's going, you know what, I'm trying to work out the math. He says, I'm close, but all of a sudden I got kicked in the gut. So if somebody is getting ready to try to retire, what's this inflation do when they're going to go to a fixed income? Obviously, that may answer itself. I don't know.
Well, there's a couple of things at play there. One, Phil, is the concern of inflation. And then, of course, the other is, you know, market decline and how much is your 401k. Mm. You know, you don't want your 401k to become your 201k, right? Mm. So on the inflation side, you know, is inflation going to be 8.5% 3 years from now? I seriously doubt it. But this does underscore the fact that over the last, you know, really 13 years, inflation at 1.5 to 2% is not normal either. So, you know, inflation is, I call it the silent killer of retirement income. It's kind of like cholesterol. It sneaks up on you, and you wake up one day, and 10 years from now, you don't really feel like you had any income. Yeah. So it just shows that the number one way to beat inflation long-term, Phil, is the stock market. Okay. Has been the number one way to beat inflation. The problem is the stock market's very volatile in the short term. So one of the keys is I don't think stock market conditions should impact a person's ability to retire when they want to on their terms. So I think what people should do right now, if they're close to retirement, look at what you have and what your income need is and how close are you, and go ahead and create a plan to where you're not dependent on the stock market in the short term to be able to retire.
Right, and
the market monies are more for down the road to increase income to beat inflation.
Well, my wife and I call it, you know, when the envelopes come, you call it, okay, that's a long-term parking. There's long-term parking and short-term parking at the airport. You know, and it sounds to me. Now, you got a new class coming up. When we come back, I want to talk about that because, you know, maybe you are going to retire. You're just like, wait a minute. Or should I be, maybe I'm going to halfway retire, still work. Should I take social? Should I do this? You've got a class coming up we all need to go to. We'll tell our audience about that when we come back to The Phil Show with Jim Brogan on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. The price of eggs skyrocketing. Yeah. No pun intended. You gets past you and you are quote-unquote shell-shocked. Yeah. The price of eggs. The price of gas. The price of this. Jim Brogan hosts More Living with Jim Brogan on Saturdays, 9 to 10, 3 to 4. He's always got some cool guests. He had the zoo people on, Jim Brogan. He had to, but anyway, as we are, we're looking at, you know, interest rates doing what they're doing, the stock market's doing what it's doing, but Jim says, I guess, stay parked. I don't know. You got a class coming up, Retirement Income Planning, or RIP. That's not, you don't do that. That's not good. RIP. Pellissippi State, August 30th, 6:30 to 8:30. Tell me about who needs to come to this, what we're going to learn.
Yeah, this is a new class that Pellissippi State's offering that I'm teaching, and it's a one-night class. So, you know, most of my classes are two-hour sessions. This is just a one-night, two-hour class. Right. And it's all about income and planning and retirement. How do you structure income? How can you structure things so that you're not dependent on the stock market that doesn't determine when you retire? How do you increase income over time to beat inflation? Social Security election. How do you decrease income taxes so you can have more money in your own pocket? We get into all of those things. So really, it's their adult education community outreach field. So it's for anybody that's either retired or thinking about retiring in the next several, maybe 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, I mean, and this is, you know, I mean, honestly, you've got an incredible number of the population. And if you look at numbers in East Tennessee, there's a lot of people who are, I mean, they're right there on either side of it from, 50 to 80, whatever. And then that's a broad number, but I know. But and here you go. You got to worry about inflation. You got to worry about all of this and the Fed doing whatever they do. Now, are we going to, and you said you didn't think that we would see inflation go crazy. What about the R-word recession? Any kind of a mild recession? Do you see anything like that in the future, the near or far?
Well, that's the key, is near or far. That's the key part of that question, Phil. In the next 2 or 3 years, do I see recession? I think there's a pretty high probability of recession. I think that a lot of people are concerned right now about recession. I think there was a recent poll that 98% of Americans think that there's an imminent risk of recession, meaning like in the next 12 months. I'd be surprised if it happens that quickly. Now, there's a chance we're in recession right now, and we'll find out at the end of the second quarter when we get economic numbers. But if you look at all of the things that contribute to recession, I don't think that's where we are right now. Now, I don't know that for sure, but I think it's probably a little ways away.
Well, first of all, let me say thank you for holding our hand, because, you know, and it's just, you know, speaking from somebody who's going, wait a minute, there's this money here, there's that, and I want to retire, but I don't know. You know what? I like, a lot of people don't know how to retire, as you mentioned a minute ago, structure what is coming in. And of course, you know what's going out, and you got to try to tighten that pipe up on that. August 30th, 6:30 to 8:30. And if I show up and if I ask something stupid, will you promise not to laugh at me? Is what I'm asking.
Of course. There are no stupid questions.
Oh, trust me. Yes, there are. Hey, we've all been in those meetings, you know, where the boss goes, now, there's no stupid questions. And of course, I'm fine. Oh, yes, there is. There are some pretty dumb ones. Oh, I could ask one. Jim Brogan, who's your guest? Who's on the show Saturday?
I've got Dr. Barrett Dubert. We're talking about whole health. We're going to talk about chronic disease in America. You know, the big ones, heart disease, cancer, okay, Alzheimer's, diabetes. We're going to talk about how to create a healthier body. He's the owner of the Health Factory and Armor Health out off Level Road.
Gotcha.
He's also a chiropractor. So we're going to talk about total body health.
I got to tell you, I was looking at this, and I know I have two friends right now. Two, and they're both named Mike. One has mild COVID. The other has very serious COVID. And the Tennessee COVID numbers, active cases, shocked me. So maybe he can speak to a little of that. I don't know. But, wow, what a great guest. Barrett, you said his name was what? Dubert? What's his
Barrett
name?
Dubert. Dubert. Barrett Dubert is okay. How you say it. Yes,
sir. Dude, man. Heck yeah, Doobie.
Yeah.
All right.
That's
Jim,
right.
Not telling you what to do, but have a great Memorial Day weekend. Be safe.
I plan on having a great weekend. I hope you do. I imagine you're playing a good bit of golf.
Well, Barney Fife, you're correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't need old Barney to figure that, but you are correct. And I'm just hope and pray everyone to stay safe. Jim Brogan, thank you so very, very, very much. He is the Mac Daddy. All right. Like I said, we got some crazy news coming up for you. We call it stupid news. We'll kind of throw in some news that ain't. We'll put a ribbon around it and get ready for Bob Yarbrough at 10. As we say, you need a call.